This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We're very blessed with our interviews, Anna Murphy. This one's going to be a corker. I can feel it. Can't you feel it?
I can feel it. I'm a little intimidated, actually.
Are you just?
Yes.
Do you have this guy on a pedestal?
But he's just got a little bit of a reputation for being hard.
Hard.
Tom Gleeson, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. How are you?
Oh, thank you very much. I thought I'd do the show because I like to do community radio to help find little bits of extra audience that I might be able to use.
Well, you're welcome. Our audience, I'm sure, are going to just love you.
Tom, you are a busy man at the moment. One of the reasons we've got you on the phone is you've got a new show out and it's called Joy, which is really appropriate.
Because you're on Joy.
Yes, I know. So the show is called Joy. I mean, my shows are a joy despite what you think. They're a joy to do and they're a joy to watch because there's something really nice about dry cynicism that brings people together.
Yes, there is.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, and part of the show, it is a joy to do, and that's part of it. But there's another reason that it's called that, but I can't reveal that. You have to watch the show to work it out.
We'll come and see. I was actually going to ask you, Tom, if you don't mind, what apart from your comedy, and what actually does bring you joy in your life?
This would be good.
Well, all the usuals, my children, alcohol.
Excellent.
A motorbike I've got that I quite like.
Ah.
No traffic, that brings me joy.
Yeah, it brings me joy too. I'm a rep on the road during the day. So, yes, it very much brings me joy. Now, I just want to touch base with you as well. You were very instrumental in our Grant Denyer winning the Gold Logie last year with your campaign.
What were you thinking?
Well, I thought it would be really funny if he won because he didn't have a TV show. His show had been axed. He was the only one of the nominees whose show had been axed. And so I thought it would be very funny to get him the Gold Logie. And that way you could make fun of the Logies because if he won the Gold Logie for a show that didn't exist anymore, it would sort of expose the Logies for being the joke that they are. And when he received the award, he started crying and talking about how much it meant to him. And I felt really dirty about that because I thought, well, hey. You didn't earn this outright, buddy.
He really
thanked me, which was good. He thanked me in the end, which is lovely. And so this year I've decided I need a bigger challenge. I'm going to try to get a Gold Logie for someone who hasn't been on TV for years.
Ooh.
I want to get a Gold Logie for baby John Burgess. I want to get him out of retirement from Perth and get him the Gold Logie for a show that he hasn't done for a decade. That would be the challenge.
This is amazing. I like how you've researched that because you know exactly where he is right now. You're ready to get him out of retirement. This is fabulous.
I know where he is. I follow him on Twitter. He's always tweeting away.
I love it. Hey, Tom, with your hard quiz, can I ask you a question? When you go in really hard on them, do you feel sort of nervous sometimes at the response that you kind of might get?
No, because I'm a sociopath. I'm very good at turning off my own emotions for the entertainment value. So never really. I mean, well, to be fair, what I always think is often I'm writing a question or I'm thinking about something that I might say to a contestant or a celebrity who's on Hard Chat. Often, whenever I'm feeling remorse or I'm thinking I really shouldn't be asking this, that's usually when I'm right on the money. I often say something and I think this is horrible. And then it's the one thing that everyone really likes. So
I love it.
Usually I always imagine what the worst thing to possibly say would be, and then I just say that. And so far there's been no consequences, so I'm living in a very dangerous area at the moment.
Well, I was going to say, have you ever buckled somebody to the point where they're like, no, I can't continue this interview? Have you had to scrap one? Or people generally?
One. No, we always use them. We haven't had to scrap them. I have seen people's souls leave their body during the interview. They've still somehow recovered. I've seen their shoulders drop as they realise they might have made a mistake by saying yes.
Yeah, to
but
come
in
on.
In general, I mean, people know that it's, being unprecious about yourself is worth a lot.
Well, one of my favourites was Sophie Monk. Did you expect her to be that funny on there? Because I actually think you laughed at the end of that one, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, I always thought that she was, I knew she was funny, but she was funnier than I expected. That's the truth. But she had a charity gig that I emceed for her just before that. And you got to cast your mind back. She wasn't on TV at the time. She wasn't really doing much. And she said, if there's anything I can do for you, I'm happy to return the favour. And I went back to the office. I said, oh, we could probably do Sophie Monk for a hard chat. And I was there with Charlie and a producer for the show as well. And it's like, oh, does anyone... No one gives a shit about her, do they? And then it was like, oh...
Next minute.
All right, I'll just get her to do it. And it was a real sort of last-minute thought. And then it ended up being the most popular one we've ever done.
I loved it. Yeah. It was fantastic.
It was amazing.
It was an accident. It was actually an accident.
Tom, can I ask you, I lived in Cairns for 2 years and worked on a radio station up there. What did you do to the people in Cairns? What happened? Where did it all go wrong?
I just gave them some honest feedback.
They would have loved that.
And they just, I don't know, they really took exception to the... to the honest appraisal I gave of the town and where it sits at the moment.
Well, you did pee in the lagoon, didn't you?
So everyone pees in the lagoon.
Everyone does. Okay, that's
fine.
Yeah,
well,
it's like a Friday night hobby.
It's called Go-Away. To be honest, I'm making fun of Getaway. I mean, yeah. Getaway is a show where they travel around Australia, and you'll never guess, every single place they go to is brilliant. And that clearly can't be true. So I thought, well, how about I travel around Australia and do a show called Go-Away where I recommend places people never go?
I love
it. And they were on the list. But yeah. I did Melbourne as well.
Yeah, no, that's fine. But with Cairns, are you actually going to travel up there, or are you too afraid to visit with your show?
I'll do a show in Cairns and it will sell out.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Even if they just turn up to abuse me. And you know what? If they turn up to heckle me, turns out I'm pretty good.
You're very good at that.
People are more than welcome.
You're very good.
People are more than welcome to pay the non-refundable ticket price and then abuse me. I've got no problem with that.
So we've got some dates for your new show, Tom, which is called Joy, which is Ace, Wednesday the 27th of March to Sunday the 7th of April at the Comedy Theatre. And you can get your tickets at comedy.com.au. Just $35, mate. That's a great price for
to get heckled
for you.
Back.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, in my show, one thing I do, which I think, you know, people always really enjoy, is at the end of the show, I always invite the audience to tell me what they didn't believe. And so they get to yell out whatever they want right at the end. So people never leave my shows feeling like any bottled up aggression. They can accept with anything that happened in the hour. They can get it out of their system before they leave. Because, you know, they could go to it on Twitter or Facebook or complain, but I prefer they do it in real time where I can deal with it.
Well, you are a self-proclaimed sociopath, but we love you here at Murphy's Law. I'm not sure what that says about us. So best of luck for the festival, and we're coming to see the show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom. Thanks for your time.
I don't really feel it.
Have a great day. See you soon. Bye.
Thanks, Tom.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.